The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Elbers, Apa, Bartling, Dempster, Denwalt, Gant, Garnos, Gray, Greenfield, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haugi, Heidegrim, Hurth, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Kadis, Klochek, Knutson, Ketzel, Lintz, Maher, McCracken, McNeely, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Schmidt, Smith, Sutton, Turback, Berry, two bulls. A quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 24th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chairman.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. A personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I have with me, accompanying my wife again, who's a repeat visitor to the chamber. I have my daughter from Fairmont, Minnesota, who's also a repeat visitor to the chamber. As a matter of fact, my two grandkids, Matthew and Elizabeth, have been coming for, I think, 11 of the 12 years that I've been here. And I would also like to, and this will embarrass her, but my daughter just received a National Mentor Network Ripple of Hope Award and was flown to Boston, Massachusetts with her husband to receive that award for her work that she does in Fairmont, Minnesota, and especially singled out the work she does with Meth Mom. So please welcome my family, portions of my family, up above the stage.
Thank you, Senator. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Joint Resolution 1004 and House Bill 1142 and recommends said bill and resolution do pass, and House Bill 1294, which was amended, and recommends a said bill do pass. Thomas A. Dempster, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that it has had under consideration House Bill 1115 and 1277 and recommends said bills do pass. Jerry Apa, Chair.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. Senate Bill 30, an act to revise the minimum fire safety standards for specialty resorts. Senate Bill 19, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the duties of the executive director of the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. Senate Bill 16, an act to require continuing education of plumbing contractors, plumbers, apprentice plumbers, restricted plumbing contractors, and restricted plumbers. Senate Bill 11, an act to revise certain provisions regarding corrosion protection for tank piping systems and above ground tanks containing flammable or combustible liquids and used in retail motor fuel dispensing operations. Senate Bill 9, an act to provide for the disposal of state surplus property. Senate Bill 5, an act to revise the requirement that the South Dakota Conservancy District pay interest on its bonds semi-annually and to revise certain provisions regarding the district's authority to issue fixed or variable rate bonds. Senate Bill 1, an act to provide for nomination and election when a vacancy occurs in the office of representative in the United States Congress due to extraordinary circumstances. Senate Bill 39, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the suspension, implementation, and refund of electric or natural gas rates. House Bill 1321, an act to revise certain provisions concerning alcoholic beverages licenses authorized for certain municipal facilities. House Bill 1211, an act to revise the audit requirements for farm mutual insurers. House Bill 1200, an act to clarify the computation for premium tax payable for individual life insurance policies purchased by South Dakota residents. House Bill 1174, an act to revise certain provisions related to the composition of water development district boards of directors. House Bill 1159, an act to revise certain provisions regarding franchise protection for certain types of merchandise. House Bill 1135, an act to revise certain provisions relating to filing petitions for protection and to declare an emergency. And finally, House Bill 1088, an act to revise certain provisions relating to temporary custody prior to divorce or separate maintenance. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate concurrent resolutions 4, 10, and 11, in which the House has concurred. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate bills 1, 5, 9, 11, 16, 19, 30, and 39, which have passed the House without change. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1076, 1124, 1151, 1224, 1251, and 1314, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Knutson moves that Senate page resolution number 3 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on Senate page resolution number 3. Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. If we could ask our pages to assemble before us. They go by the names of Jennifer Adams, Samantha Gerbrach, Michelle Kitterman, Rebecca Lineweber, Brooke Reiner, Angela Scram, Casey Till, Ariel Watt, Cassandra Watt, and Jeremy Wolbrick. It's been cold weather, but your smiles have been fabulously warm, and we thank you for the wonderful jobs that you've done for us the last 2 weeks.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
And from our side of the aisle, we too thank you for all the hard work you've done the last 2 weeks and everything that you've done for us. You've sat through many long committee meetings, and we hope you've taken a little bit home with you when you return back to school this next week. And remember to tell your fellow classmates that this program will be available, or I should say either your juniors this year, that the program will be available to them next year. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senate page resolution number 3, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 83rd Legislature of the State of South Dakota, whereas those named pages served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 83rd Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 83rd Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 83rd Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. As the Secretary calls the roll, those in favor of Senate page resolution 3 say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa? Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haugi?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Kadis?
Aye.
Klocek? Knudsen?
Aye.
Ketzel? Lintz,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McNinney,
aye.
Napoli,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Olson, Peterson,
aye.
Schmidt,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Sutton,
aye.
Trebek-Berry,
aye.
Two bowls. Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 4 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried. And Senate page resolution number 3 is adopted. Congratulations.
Senate concurrent resolution number 13, a concurrent resolution opposing the development of the NAFTA superhighway.
Senate concurrent resolution number 13 is referred to the Committee on Transportation. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the standing committees on education on House Bill 1047 is found on page 505 of the Senate Journal. Also, education on House Bill 1051 is found on page 505 of the Senate Journal. Also, transportation on House Bill 1255 is found on page 504 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt those three committee reports. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
Senator McNinney moves that the word not be stricken from the report of the Committee on State Affairs on House Bill 1261 as found on page 522 of the Senate Journal, and that House Bill 1261 be placed on the calendar of Wednesday, February 20th, the 27th legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion?
Mr. President.
Senator Gant.
I would offer a substitute motion that we defer action on the State Affairs Report until Tuesday, the 26th legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that substitute motion? I remind you that a procedural motion may not go to the essence of the bill, but rather is a matter of whether to take the procedural action or not, Senator Gant. But you have the floor, and you may debate that issue.
Thank you, Mr. President. The reason for the motion, there's a number of members who are missing today, and I think that in order for us to have a full and comprehensive debate on this issue, that we should wait until Tuesday, where we have more of our members present, and we'll be able to have a better debate. So I would encourage the body's support.
Further remarks on the motion to defer? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would oppose this motion. I think we ought to deal with this issue today.
Further remarks on the motion to defer? Question is the motion to defer. That's an oral vote. Those in favor of deferring say aye.
Aye.
Roll call has been requested. Who is requesting? Senator Heiderprim requests. Is he supported? He is supported. Roll call will be taken on the question of whether to defer action on the committee report. Question is deferral. Those in favor of deferral say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Aye. Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
No.
Denwald? Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haugi?
No.
Heideprim?
No.
Hirth?
No.
Hunstead? Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
No.
Kadis?
No.
Kolchek? Knutson?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
No.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Sutton? Trebek Berry?
No.
Two bowls. Mr. President, there are 14 ayes, 17 nays, 4 excused.
So the motion has failed to receive an affirmative vote of a majority of the members present, and the motion is lost. Return to the motion of Senator McNenny that the not be stricken from the committee report. Senator McNenny, remarks on that motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I think the reason that I stand before you to ask to strike the knot is one that, because the issue is so important when we look at limiting the constitutional rights of some of our citizens, I think it certainly is worthy of debate, and I think this full Senate should have the opportunity to look at this. It only went through a committee. It hasn't been heard on the floor. And therefore, I ask you to strike the knot.
Further remarks? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, I would urge the body not to strike the knot. We did have a thorough hearing in State Affairs. The issue is one that I think all of us have received perhaps even hundreds of emails on. I think it's a issue that people have a pretty firm idea of where they stand, and I don't know that the debate would change any minds.
Further remarks? Question then is Senator McNenny's motion to strike the knot from the committee report on House Bill 1261. Those in favor of striking the knot will say aye. Those opposed to striking the knot say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah?
Aye.
Elbers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling? Dempster?
No.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
No.
Hanson Gary?
No.
Haugi?
No.
Heideprim?
No.
Hirth?
No.
Hunstead?
No.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
No.
Kadas?
No.
Klochek? Knutson?
No.
Ketzel?
No.
Lintz?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
No.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
No.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
No.
Sutton?
No.
Trebek Berry?
No.
Two bowls. Mr. President, there are 14 ayes, 17 nays, 4 excused.
So the motion has failed to receive a majority vote of the members-elect. The motion is lost, and the committee report stands as made. I do believe at this point it would be appropriate to make a motion to adopt the committee report. Because though the earlier motion to consider the reports of standing committees excluded this bill because we knew there was debate to be had. Senator Knutson.
I would move we adopt the committee report on House Bill 1261.
Is there a second? Further remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay.
No.
Motion carried. We'll move now to first reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1076, an act to revise the funding for K through 12 education. House Bill 1124, an act to establish a classification system and evaluation system and minimum annual salaries for certified teachers and school service specialists to establish the certified teacher and school service specialist classification and evaluation system advisory board and to revise certain provisions relating to teacher tenure. House Bill 1151, an act to regulate the location and hours of operation of adult-oriented business. House Bill 1224, an act to provide for the funding of certain reduced tuition programs for veterans. House Bill 1251, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to acquire land for the Higher Education Center, West River. House Bill 1314, an act to authorize the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to sell and convey real and personal property located at the Spring Creek Recreation Area and to declare an emergency.
Excuse me, those House bills which just had their first reading are now referred to the following committees: to the Committee on Appropriation, House Bills 1076 and 1251. Education Committee will receive House Bill 1124 and 1224. To local government is referred House Bill 1151, and Agriculture and Natural Resources is referred House Bill 1314. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1096, an act to authorize pursuant to Senate Rule 6-1, the President removed House Bill
1293
from the consent calendar. House Bill 1096, an act to authorize the court appointment of parenting coordinators in certain custody and visitation disputes. House Bill 1099, an act to require custody or visitation dispute mediation under certain circumstances. House Bill 1143, an act to repeal certain requirements related to school district employee retirement benefits. House Bill 1164, an act to authorize the purchase or lease of computer hardware and software through the general fund of school districts. House Bill 1212, an act to allow the marketing of group insurance for wireless telecommunications equipment under certain circumstances. House Bill 1213, an act to provide a uniform standard for processing of accident and health carrier policy rate and form filings.
Items on the consent calendar are reported out of committee with no dissenting votes, and thus no debate is permitted on the floor. Only questions for clarification are allowed. Are there any questions on any of the consent calendar items? Seeing none, the question is the consent calendar items. Those in favor of the consent calendar say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah? Elbers?
Aye.
Apa? Bartling?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Denwald?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hauge?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Hirth?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Kadas?
Aye.
Klocek? Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Linz? Maher?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Trebek Berry?
Aye.
Two bowls. Senator Gray?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 4 excused.
So the items on the consent calendar, having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect, are declared passed. Second reading of House bills and joint resolutions. Senator Knutson.
Mr. President, at this time, I would move that we defer the balance of our calendar until Tuesday, the 26th legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to defer the balance of today's calendar until Tuesday, the 26th legislative day. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Without objection, we'll revert to order of business 5 to receive additional reports of standing committees. Any objection? We'll receive those reports then.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Office of Engrossing and Enrolling has carefully compared Senate Bills 1, 5, 9, 11, 16, 19, 30, and 39 and finds the same correctly enrolled. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that Senate Bills 95 and 131 were delivered to His Excellency the Governor for his approval at 11:35 a.m. February 15th, 2008. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
That concludes our business. I have one announcement. The Associated School Boards is serving a brunch next Tuesday in the President's Lobby between 10 and 12:30, so I make mention, so you can make lunch plans for next Tuesday if you wish. Any other announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator McCracken.
Senate Commerce will meet Tuesday, February 19, room 413, 10 a.m. Thank you.
Further announcements? Seeing none, Madam Secretary.
Senator Hunstead moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.